Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hey! You punks on the road over there, get off! Get off my road! Off, that's my road! You punks, get off my road! I've got to get going where I'm going. Can't you go any faster? It's going this way. You all are going that way. Forward. There's nothing stopping you. You gotta go forward. Forward! I said go that way forward. Hi, Jazzy. How's it going?
But I want to go backwards.
Not in front of me, you don't.
Why not?
Because I'd get out with my really big stick and bash that car in. I did a lot of driving today.
I did a lot of fry cooking today.
Fries! That's not like pie, but that's like fries!
Exactly.
Yep. So, do you know what we're all talking about today? This is my kind of sometimes sort of sounds like an okay American accent of different southern type areas, and it's like maybe it's okay and maybe it's not. And for the most part, it works fine for me. I like it.
I think we're going to be talking about something zombie-ish.
No. Actually, tonight's show is not going to be anything about... What the? I have to read this little news bit here. But... No, today's show is going to be all about stupid stuff.
Well, what kind of stupid stuff?
Everything that's stupid. People's is stupid. People are stupid. Not everybody, but there's a lot of people who are stupid. Okay.
Apparently, it's kind of hard to get away from stupid stuff with humanity.
No, I've told you, and I'll tell you all, and I will tell you all again, and I'll tell you many, many, many times, and it will be repetitive that I will say this. We, the zombie league of everything that's really cool, are going to fix all of humanity's problems.
Okay, without doing a zombie apocalypse, it's kind of hard to get away from stupid stuff.
We're going to fix the problems. Fix them. I'm telling you. All of them. We is not going to stop at anything. We are going to correct all the mistakes that humanity has made. Yep. Yep. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to... By the way, the whole rant that I started off with was because I was stuck in traffic a lot. And I can't understand why. In this city, Toronto, there's a lot of people. There's 4.5 million people live in this city. That's a lot of people. And it seems that at certain times in the day, they're all on the freaking road. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we got these highways. There are three lanes going in separate different directions, and that's a lot of space to go. Like, boom, 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 boom. Easy to roll. But no. Because every once in a while, it seems that somebody in front of you has to just go, pam, slap on the brakes. What the hell did you do that for? Oh, because the other guy did. It's like, dude, you still had 300 feet to go. No, you keep going. Slow down slowly. Don't do sudden stops. That stupid crap gets you killed. Killed, I say. Killed. I might be doing the killing. Because I'm a kind of guy like that. However, we're going to talk about all kinds of stupid stuff. Because, you know, I just think it's... Oh, no. First, let's talk about movies. See any movies? Recently?
I've watched a lot of old movies recently, but
okay.
Nothing new.
What kind of old movie? Give me a good old movie.
Something
that I would have watched. Don't say Twilight.
Because
I haven't watched that.
I've not watched that one recently. The name of it is on the tip of my tongue.
Spill it. What's it like? What's it about? What's it did? What it do? Woohoo.
It's about the ancient gods like Zeus and Hades and
Clash of the Titans.
It was about them going to Earth and mating with human beings and having children and how their children saved the Earth. Yeah, I don't remember.
Was this a documentary or was this an adventure movie? was there an owl in the movie?
No.
Okay, so then it wasn't Clash of the Titans. Because that one, the original, was cool. The only thing that bugged me in that one was a stupid owl. Bupo. It was like a mechanical owl.
I'm going to... You know what? I'm looking this up now.
Okay, fine. But there is a movie that you have to watch, because now that you're the Fry Girl...
Oh,
jeez. called Supersize Me. This is not a new movie. It's been out for a little while. Have you heard of this movie, Supersize Me?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it.
Okay. So part of the premise of this movie is that all of the fast food that we love so much to eat all the time, it's not good for you. And he proves it to you by saying, I'm going to go on a diet of just fast food. McDonald's, whatever, whatever. And in that 1 month, he gains, like, what was it? Something really lame, like 30 or 50 pounds or something like that. And it's like, in a month, he gained that much weight by having the same amount of, well, we've got an active chat room today. Excellent. I like it. In that same amount of period of time, that's unhealthy to gain that much weight. Seriously. And just from eating junk food, which is a very important part of my diet, but I'm not saying nothing.
Well, I mean...
It's actually a documentary.
Right.
Actually.
Having fast food every meal of every day for however long is bad for you. I mean, think about all the grease that you're putting into your body, all the bad foods.
Grease. I like
grease. But to have it once in a while... I don't see how that could be horrible for you. But,
oh,
I mean, he made it his diet.
Well, he was just proving a point.
Right.
That sticking to a diet of just that, which is a tendency towards some people groups in some areas of the world, the U.S., and low-income to middle-income people, were... transiting to a diet of consistently eating fast food. And when you compare people in the States and people in other places, the per capita weight issue is much higher in the States than it is anywhere else. And why did we go on to this? Dagnabbit, I didn't want to go on to a serious topic. I wanted to talk about stupid stuff.
We were talking about movies, and you said that I had to watch that movie.
Fiddlenicks. Okay.
It's all your fault.
I watched two movies this weekend.
What movies did you watch?
Well, one you should be able to guess by now, I finally seen it.
Batman.
I've seen that a long time ago. Star Trek Into the Darkness.
Oh. And how did you like Star Trek?
Misa liked. Misa thought it was fun, good movie. Misa did. Misa did like it. Misa thought, hey, that's cool how they did that with the that and the this and the them and the those guys. It's like, oh, that's story. And hey, well, they really kind of said, oh, that's in the movie. But no, that's not really in the movie. And this is my whole movie review without actually doing any spoilers. Spoiler, not alerts. And while they did the thing where they said that was going to be in the movie, but no, that's not in the movie. And then, ooh, look, it was in the movie, but not like what we were expecting. It was different than that, and it worked. It was cool. Yeah. So I liked the movie.
Awesome.
And I don't remember any really good guest appearances other than Mr. Spock, the original Mr. Spock, and there was no green girls in this movie. I was really disappointed. I was for sure thought there was going to be a green girl in the movie.
There's green girls in Star Trek?
Yeah, the first movie, they had the green girl, Andorian. And then Andorian had the little antennas on the front of their heads that go, ooh, look, they're lucid. They don't actually talk, they just sort of move around.
Mm-hmm.
I know the green girl was in the first movie, EW. That's what I was saying. I was figuring they'd have another green girl in the movie because the green girl was awesome. Should always have a green girl in a Star Trek movie. Cool? What? What? Vinny Barbarino says what? Okay, fine. Be like that. What? Hello?
Nothing. Nothing.
Ha! You have no comment on the green girl, I see. Ha ha!
What is there to comment on a green girl?
With low cleavage.
She's green.
And she had low cleavage.
Low cleavage.
Yes. And she was very attractive. Moving on. Hansel and Gretel. That was the other movie I watched this weekend.
Good movie.
Really?
Yes. I liked it.
Okay. I'm going to pick the crap out of it. Did you like it just because Jeremy Renner was in it?
Who's that?
He was the guy. He was Hansel or whatever.
I mean, no, that's not why I liked it.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was a good movie, but...
Why did you think it was a good movie?
It kept me entertained.
Okay. I like the troll, I mean, by the way.
I didn't once go, oh, this is so boring, I'm going to go to sleep. You know?
Okay. It does have one of my favorite actresses in it, Famke Janssen. We like Famke. She played the evil witch. The one who could change from human shape to witch shape.
Creepy.
Yeah.
That's just creepy, like...
We liked her. However, so, I'm going to start picking the movie apart, sorry.
Okay, pick it apart.
And yes, he played Hawkeye, that's right. Jack is just reminding me that Jeremy Renner was also Hawkeye. So, this movie really falls into the category of what Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer was trying to do, what a handful of other movies in the same mindset are trying to do. It's like, hey, let's make Matrix-like movies with classic ideas so that we don't have to come up with unique, new, and creative ideas, and just try and apply really cool, funky. They could never in a million years have done this kind of hardware back then, but we'll make it look cool and steampunky, so it's like, it'll sell tons because it looks cool. However, I do have to say that the female lead character's outfit in this movie was particularly engaging and enjoyable. She wore the skin-tight leather. No?
Yeah, again, pull at your bow.
Hey, it goes with what we got. So, I did like the one thing about where they clarify the difference between White Witch and Dark Witch. That was cool, because that would be a lot of Wiccan-style things as well. There's not always all everything's bad. Some things is good, some things is bad. It's people, it's all about people. But the biggest annoying thing about the movie was it was such a try to be, hey, we're cool, but we're really in fairy tale land. You know what I mean? It's just the mishmash of these things. Like, I would have really liked to have seen a good fairy tale style show of that, you know?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of... Did you notice all the splatter in this movie?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the splatter because it was really well done. It's like, bam, guy's head explodes. Whoa, that looks cool. But it seemed out of place. Like, you've got a fairy tale movie going, oh, I was kept expecting a Disney style movie to happen here. It's like, okay, they got some fighting, and then splat. The guy's body kind of. The troll steps on the guy and splashes him. I really liked that. That scene made me laugh my arse off. And the whole bit about why he helps her, that kind of was... I thought the movie was very predictable. So, unfortunately, that's my review of that movie. Enjoyable watch. Fun to watch. Not what I would call or consider to be a great movie. It was just... it was okay. But I saw a trailer last night for a movie that I'm avoiding like a 10-foot pole.
Oh?
Yes, it's called Morning Wood. Morning as in M-O-U-R-N-I-G. Wood.
Okay.
Wait, how does what compare to legend? What? And which legend is he talking about? Archlich? Archlich. Archlich. Which compares to which legend? Like, are we talking I Am Legend, or are we talking Legend with Tim Curry? Because Legend with Tim Curry was one of the best dang movies ever made. I like that movie. However, when he gets an answer to that, I'll reply to that. Oh, the fairy tale land thing, maybe. Maybe he was talking about the fairy tales. The fairy tale thing. Okay. Ah! So one of my favorite movies is what he's talking about. Legend with Tim Curry. Have you ever seen that movie?
Nope.
Oh, man. Okay. So, if we want to take an example of two movies that are perfect foils against, Hansel and Gretel is taking the basic premise of a fairy tale. Hansel and Gretel, the... crap. I'm losing part of my mind today. Do you know how tired I am? I should have prefaced this entire show with how tired I am. You're tired too. So we're going to continue with really random stuff because that's what I'm working with today. And I was hoping that the cookie house, the gingerbread house, yes, that is the fairy tale from the Grimm's fairy tales about Hansel and Gretel and meeting their demise at the hands of the evil witch in the gingerbread house. So what they did with this movie is they spun that around by making Hansel and Gretel heroes, killing the wicked witch, and then going on a witch hunt across land for all the witches. How that felt as a comparison to the way Legend worked, Legend is a movie not set in any particular fairy tale, but they've created their own fairy tale environment and used that type of environment to make a great movie. It's one of the movies that I would say was Tim Curry's best movies ever made, and unfortunately it's also his earliest movie ever made, which is why I think it's one of his best, because he hasn't got that ego thing going on him yet. He's still an actor trying to portray a character. But Tim Curry nails it as Darkness in this movie. Basically, he's the devil in whatever else. And between these two movies, why one worked for me and one didn't? Hansel and Gretel seemed forced. It seemed like they were trying to go for the laugh. They were trying to go for the giggle. They were trying to go for the, ooh, shocky, ooh, splattery, ooh, cool. The guns that the guy, Jeremy Renner's character, had is like, no, that's not even close to being capable. No, it wasn't Pennywise. Gosh darn it. It was Darkness and Legend. Replying to EW's comment in the chat room, by the way. And her, I don't remember her name, sorry. Her crossbow that like split in half and shoots two Ys. It's like, no. So,
I thought that crossbow was very imaginative, and I liked it.
It was cool looking.
And I want to make a replica.
And if you ever succeed in it, let me know. And I want videotape of you shooting it for the first time.
Oh, I never said it was going to actually shoot things.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to look cool.
Okay. Because it did look cool, I will grant that. But this is what I'm saying, is that everybody's trying to capture into the steampunk thing and push a steampunk agenda on everyone. And, like, okay, if it works, it works. Great. But the whole movie seemed to be a vehicle to just dress her up in tight leather and have her running around and have him dressed up in tight leather running around so he captured both male and female audience and says, hey, look, hot people running around in tight leather. And yes, Mia Sara was awesome in Legend as well. Commenting also in chat room there. Ooh, Jack, that is a stellar idea. Ooh. I hope they read your idea and make him the Joker the next time in the next Batman movie they make, that they put a Joker in. He could have done the Riddler too, you know. Riddler would have been good too. He could have done a good two. He could have done a lot of good bad guys for Batman. But back to the movie that I mentioned the trailer for that I think was going to really, really wacky, Morning Wood. So the premise of this movie is about humping zombies. Are you with me there, Jazzy? Humping zombies.
And like the only thing I can think about humping zombies is like humping dead things.
No, the dead things are the things that are humping things.
Oh,
By the way, I love Dead Girl. EW just posted that in the chat room. That's a different movie as well. You won't watch that one because that is about humping a dead thing. This movie, Morning Wood, is about zombies, and what happens is they want to hump everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, I looked at it, and I watched this trailer, and I'm thinking, wow, that looks funny stupid, but wow, that looks funny stupid. I just had to share that. My observation on that was like, wowzers, I don't know if I can watch this movie. It just looks wrong. Oh, well. So what other kinds of weird news have you heard about recently? Anything?
Honestly, I haven't heard any weird news.
Huh.
But then again, I've been coming home from work and just crashing.
Uh-huh. Fries! They're good for you. No?
Oh, no. Ugh. More fries.
Well, you know what? I'm going to stick with people are stupid. Whoa, what's this about wanker zombies?
What?
Zombies in college? What? A more detailed World War Z trailer. I am so conflicted about World War Z. I don't know what I'm going to do about World War Z. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to hopefully enjoy it. But, I don't know.
When is World War Z coming out?
I think it's in next month.
Okay, because it seems like we've been talking about that movie forever now.
We have. It's
like forever.
Yeah, but that's because it's supposed to be the big budget blockbuster zombie, bigger than everything else movie than you could ever possibly think. So much bigger that everybody who watches the movie is going to be completely brainwashed into believing that all zombie movies are cool and awesome, and they should watch them, and they are. And then they're going to probably watch this and be disappointed. It really disappoints me. Because I think it might be a good movie, and I think it might be fun and watchable, and I think it might even be a good zombie movie, take a different take on the genre and everything, but it's not the book. The book does not have a giant swarm of huge numbers of zombies piling up like little insects and saying, hey, let's climb up this wall. Dig it over. It's like, no, it was just a zombie outbreak. It really bugged me. So I'm kind of conflicted about the movie. Yep, conflicted. So doctors apparently at the UCLA Medical Center took social media to a new height Thursday when they live-tweeted surgery to implant a pacemaker in the brain of a patient suffering from Parkinson's disease. Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. I'm going to stick with that. And then close that window because that window was boring. Hey, let's go see what those people got to say. I don't know. Zombies that can climb. Yeah, like that. Why that? Why the misgivings? Why, you ask, why I have misgivings about this movie? Because I think it's going to suck, and it really disappoints me. I don't want it to suck. I want it to be a good movie. What? A New Jersey town, bags, bands, saggy pants. Well, it's about freaking time! Yeah, that's a stupid thing right there. Saggy pants. You know, the pants where people, the kids where the people were, wear their pants below their butt?
Jazzy? No saggy pants below the butt, really.
Saggy pants are lame.
You know what saggy pants really means?
No, actually, it's been disproved as a thing. It's been adopted that way, but that's not what its original origin was. I found out the true source of where the saggy pants comes from.
Tell me the true source, because apparently we're not thinking the same thing.
You're thinking about the sexual, hey, I'm available in prison.
Yeah.
Not really. It's originally what it was is they had one size fits all coveralls, and most of the people they were putting in there were too small to fit in them, so they sagged.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up, actually. Snopes.com mentions this whole big, long rigmarole about the source. Like, oh, it means this, it means this, it means this whole thing that everybody thinks it means. It's like, I'm available in prison. It's like, no, that's not what it means. What it means is they were cheap and only made one size of the outfits for everyone, and it ended up being too big for most people. So, it sagged. Which is really disappointing. I still like the prison thing because, like, okay, well, if we can get everybody to stop wearing the stupid-ass saggy pants, because I don't want to see somebody's gitch. It's like, dude, seriously, I really don't want to see somebody walking around with their underwear out like that. Because what if they got a brown stripe in there? It's like, ew! Of course, if they do, then everybody, point, look at that. That's disgusting, bro. Look, disgusting. What has he got? He's got that.
No brown streaks, people.
So you know what that means at this time of the show, right?
I do.
Well, I'm I'm looking over a zombie shoulder, and I don't understand what I see. It's a bird, it's a cat, it's a zombie something or other that looks kind of like that. I don't know what the hell any of that meant either, but that's what happens. Istanbul is not quite Constantinople, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Arklitch. It's got to change his name because that name gets too hard to remember how to pronounce all the time. Is saying we should talk about Turkey and how there's all kinds of fun and frivolity going on right now, which is aka riots about totalitarian regimes and stuff like that. So apparently Turkey's prime minister is being a bit of a git and putting the screws to everyone, and everyone is saying, hey, that's not fair. Okay.
Not that kind of turkey, EW.
I love turkey.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
And, EW, no mustard.
Yeah, ZZ, you can have some mustard with the turkey.
No, there is no mustard on my turkey at all.
How about no turkey?
I like turkey, though. Turkey's awesome.
No.
Oh, so I see what the problem was. Apparently the Turkish police decided to crack down on a bunch of sit-in activists that were just basically doing nothing more than saying, hey, we don't agree. And then it blew up into a much bigger...
No, because they were... I was watching CNN yesterday. They were saying on the news... that they had some peaceful protesters,
yeah,
and unfortunately it turned into something more from other people, and so that's why the police got involved.
It sounds a little bit more like the police got involved and didn't like the protest, period, and then it started exploding out differently. I'm reading some stuff right now.
Okay.
But you know what? It's a bunch of stupid stuff. People killing each other and hurting each other and biting and fighting and doing all this other stupid stuff because, hey, they got nothing better to do. Come on, people. Danish supermarket got drugs instead of bananas. How messed up is that?
Very messed up. The world's messed up.
That's why I'm saying zombies are going to clean the program. We're going to fix it. Everybody, hey, interesting. No, can't talk about that. That would be illegal. Nope, can't do it. Nope, 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 nope. Nope, no, 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 no. Can't talk about that one either. Hey, but the Czechs are creating a bicycle that flies. That sounds neat. Dude, CNN? Seriously? I have to laugh at Jack because he's saying CNN is more reliable than Snopes. I think Snopes is more reliable than CNN. CNN is like, I don't know, I can't really say much of anything against them. They really just are boring. I can't stand CNN. Ooh, look at that bike. That's cool. Holy crap. I think EW's going to get more reports about UFOs soon because of this one.
Oh?
Yeah, that's just cool.
What happened? What happened?
So this guy in Prague, in Czech, the Czech Republic, they are creating a flying bike.
Fun.
Yeah, no, that looks neat. I'd love to have one of these. It's like, okay, I want to ride my bicycle, I want to ride it where I like, and if it could fly, I could ride it wherever I want to fly. Ooh, TJ's mentioned something called the Drudge Report. What the heck is that? Ooh, I might have to check into that. No! No! Don't do that! No! And I'm talking about what Archlich is put in the chat room. Don't do that. That is bad.
I'm very curious now. I must ask.
Okay, go ahead.
What
do
happens?
It. Go do it.
What
do it. See what happens.
No, just tell me.
I'm not saying nothing.
Tell me, and then I might experiment.
No, okay? Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, do it. Do it. Do it.
Wait, yeah, someone tell me what happened.
Kaboom?
Really?
Little bit.
It takes a week for a jug of orange juice to go kaboom with yeast?
Well, what he's suggesting there is probably. TSA agents stop a Chewbacca actor over a lightsaber. Now that's funny shit. That is just pure stupid. Yeah. So apparently the TSA stopped Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca in Star Wars, because he was cane shaped like a lightsaber. It's like, seriously? He's a big guy. He needs a cane. Meh. He's kind of old. You know, he's walking around with a cane. He needs a cane. But it looks like a lightsaber. Oh my god. That's so lame.
What's this about prison wine?
What? No! Don't touch that shit.
What is prison wine?
You don't want to drink it. It's disgusting.
It's urine, isn't it?
It's fermented urine.
Ew.
So we're not talking about that, because that's more stupid stuff. I don't know. I got nothing to really talk about on the stupid people stuff. All I have to say is people are stupid everywhere. I don't care what country you're in. I don't care what nationality people are in, or what ethnic group, or social group, or sexual group, or any of this. There's stupid people in everything. It doesn't really matter. It's like, people have new reasons every day to come up with something stupid about something stupid. You know what I mean? We have to stop this. We have to fix the problems. And you know what the solution is, right?
No, it's not a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yes, it is.
No.
We're getting ready for it. You people all have to start getting ready for it. Because it's coming.
I refuse.
I don't care if you refuse. We're coming. We're going to do it. It's going to be kablooey. Actually, sorry. The prison wine is what Archlich was talking about.
The orange juice and yeast?
Yes. Oh. Had nothing to do with urine.
I still don't know how good that sounds.
I don't think it sounds good at all, but you know what? Whatever. I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to... Well, I hope never to go to prison, because that would be a very uncool place to go. Wait a sec. What the hell does Brazil have happy prostitute ads? Okay, that just caught my eye.
What?
Brazil apparently is dropping the happy prostitute AIDS campaign. that's funny.
Here's a question for you, ZZ.
Shoot.
Do zombies have free will?
Yes, our will is very inexpensive.
Okay.
But, if you're going to ask a question like that, the first thing you have to ask is, what is free will? Most people want to call free will as the need and the desire to seek and create self-determination. In that effect, yes, zombies have as much free will as anybody else does. However, if you want to expand on the whole self-determination thing to be the concept that, hey, I've got an identity as well, which is what I think a lot of people confuse the whole concept of free will, is I can make a choice. Yes, I can choose to eat or not eat, which is ultimately the zombie prerogative is always to eat. So they still have that choice. They can refrain. Oh, I don't want to eat right now. No, no, no. Ooh, but that brain looking tasty. I feel a grumbly in my belly.
Speaking of hungry zombies.
Always.
I just watched Warm Bodies the other day.
See? You did watch a movie recently that we can talk about.
I loved it.
It was a fun movie. I wouldn't go out of my way and say I loved it, but it's definitely a pop culture movie. It's one of those movies that will capture a lot of people to basically say, oh, that was funny, that was touching. A friend of mine online raised a point when she said, oh, really? He just told you he ate your boyfriend's brains, and then you go and slept with him.
Right? But they didn't sleep. He slept on the floor.
They eventually did sleep together.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
No, they totally did. Oh, look, look, Daddy, you shot him. He bleeds. That means... Wait a sec, what does that mean? It means he's getting better. Well, how can you get better from being a zombie? You're freaking dead.
You know what?
You don't get better from dead. Dead mean dead. Oops, I hit the wrong button. I hate when I hit the wrong button.
What'd you do?
Oh my god, I hope you guys got cookies. Did you get cookies? Did you lay in with a lot of cookies there, Jazzy? Seriously, did you?
You know what? I just baked some fresh cookies.
Oh. You guys are all safe. I didn't hit the red button.
We're lucky. Oh, okay, good.
I thought I hit the red button. No, I hit the blue button, so it's okay. Whew. You guys are all safe.
Well, what's the blue button for?
It just closes the window.
Oh. Okay.
So, yes.
I guess you can hit a blue button.
Oh, yeah, I got lots of buttons. Actually, interesting, fun, and stupid statistic. Canada, the country I happen to particularly be a part of and enjoy and live in, is been regularly rated the number one country in which people like to press things with buttons. We are early adopters of cell phones, computers, telephones, remote controls, watches with little stupid calculator buttons and stuff like that. I don't know. Cookies are enabled. Hey, good for you, Archlich. I'm going to try and remember that now. Archlich. That's how I say it. That's how it's supposed to be said. Oh, I do have news. I actually have something news to say.
Oh?
Are you sticking with me? Jack has news, too.
I am.
Larry, too. And a few other people. Specifically, a total of 22 of them. There is a new edition of the Hell Series Anthology series of books that both me, Jack, and Larry are in, and we enjoy immensely. This one is called Dreamers in Hell.
What does one dream about in hell?
Devilish things. Devil monkeys!
Please tell me there's a devil monkey story.
No, but I'm thinking now that, Jack, I have to put a monkey in my next story, or some kind of devil monkey into my next story. Yep, 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 yep. Yes, I think so. Yep.
Do it. Do it.
I think so. I'm pretty sure that there will be a monkey of one sort or another. He may be bodaciously evil, or he might be, oh man, I'm like so wasted, dude. Yeah, let's go away now, man. I'm gonna smoke on this stick here, and like, there we go, that's done. Ha! See, Jack agrees with me. Ha ha, indeed. Ha ha, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha ha. Moving on. So apparently, there is a bunch of gay and lesbian and transgender rights activists going to the small island in Italy called the Tremiti Islands, where apparently Mussolini sent all the gay people in Italy when during World War II. World War I. Mussolini wasn't a very nice person.
So what are they going to do at this island?
Oh, I think they're just basically going to do the hey awareness thing. People are bad. They do weird stuff and they're crazy. People are all crazy.
If you say so, Susie.
What do you mean you can't? Don't say. Hold on. You live in the States, right?
Yeah.
You have. Wait a sec. You have Obama. You have, what was the guy that didn't get voted in that was really crazy and scary?
I don't know.
The one who ran against Obama?
Are we really going to talk politics right now?
No, I'm just going to poke fun at American politics. You had Bush, Reagan, who else? Diefenbaker, no, Diefenbaker was Canadian. Can't push, but Nixon. had all these wonderfully wacky presidents, and do you don't think we could have... There's so many stupid people in the world. Look. What the hell's his name? Oh, man. Hey, get that spider! Get it! I hope I got him. Did I get him?
Haven't the spiders learned yet not to...
He got away.
Your house?
Oh, no. He got squished. Yeah! I couldn't see because it's kind of dark here in my room.
Oop, oh, dear.
Not another one there. Nope. Okay, so where did the mess go? The mess went there. There's the mess on the shoe. I got him good. He was going fast, too. What? Trust me, you don't want these things crawling on you. This one's an inch long.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. These things suddenly show up every once in a while, and it's like, dudes, seriously? You are a big bag of ick. Okay, you're going to sit down there until I'm finished the show, and then you're going to get disposed of properly. Viking funeral for that guy. Woohoo! What? Wait, why is TJ saying what's going on?
He,
Spider Devil Monkey?
I don't think...
Ooh. I could go with a Spider Devil Monkey.
I don't think he knows about the whole spider situation.
What? There's nothing wrong with spiders. I love spiders.
Yeah, you'd love to kill them.
No. I like spiders. Spiders are actually useful. The thing is, they're not allowed in this portion of the household. They're allowed in the front of my place, because that's where the mosquitoes like to get in. They crawl in through the doors or through the weather stripping or through holes and stuff or whatever. And you know what? That's what spiders are for. They eat the skeeters. I quite like spiders. But when they drop on me from the ceiling in my place here, and they go, ding, 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 drop! I got bit by one. This thing left a huge welt on my elbow, and I'm wondering, what the hell is this going on my shoulder? I just reached over, grabbed it. Oh! Spider! Well, it actually bit my arm as well, and it blew up. So, they land on me, they die. That's all there is to it. And apparently people keep sharing things with me that are going to make me laugh. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or not.
It's more stupidity.
We can't have that. We're going to fix that problem.
Shall I read the headline?
No.
Go ahead.
Read the headline.
Armed Citizen Project bringing free shotguns to San Antonio.
Okay.
Because that's the last thing we need in this world is free shotguns. Stupid people.
I got a big kick out of a post I saw somewhere earlier. Can't remember it. It's an unnamed source. About how the proliferation of gun sales and gun paraphernalia has been increased and added and buttressed by, I love big words, by the way, if you can't tell, I like big words, by the zombie craze. So all the gun guys out there is like, look at these. This is the zombie-killing version of our gun. These are zombie-specific bullets. Oh, don't you look smarmy cool when you carry your gun in this big zombie-killing bag. And I have to say, oh, that don't matter. We're still going to kill them all. So wait a sec. No, I am not an Eagle Montez. Montego. I never remember the guy's name. I don't have six fingers. I did not kill anybody's kid. No. Wait, maybe I did kill somebody's kid. I ate their brains. Yes. I ate some brains. Some kids, but I do not have six fingers. Inconceivable!
You don't have six fingers?
No. I am not the one. No. Zombie Zek, not the one. Not the one.
Did you have some fingers fall off or something? Cause
No. I have
eight fingers and two thumbs.
Oh. Zombie better then. Zombie have 10 fingers and two thumbs.
Uh-huh. Okay. You stole someone's fingers, didn't you?
I ain't say nothing.
I think you stole some fingers.
I don't know what you're talking about. Besides that, we don't steal fingers and put them on their hand. We steal fingers and eat them.
Don't lie. You stole someone's fingers.
No, I ate someone's fingers. They put their hand in front of my face. What do you expect? That was pretty stupid. Ooh, explosive tip bullets. Wow. Yeah, I don't think we're getting those either. So, I also was raised... Still there?
Yes, I am.
Good, I pulled a cable thing. I thought I might have disconnected. So, I was in a panel once, and the question was raised about surviving a zombie apocalypse and stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff. And one nice person pulled up and said, yeah, I live in Texas, and everybody in Texas has a gun. We're all armed. Zombies would come here, we'd kill them all. The only issue and problem I had have with that particular statement was the fact that, well, you know, people who shoot guns, they rely on the gun. Then they run out of bullets. What happens when you run out of bullets? Oh, we got lots of bullets. Yeah, well, zombies, there are 6.5 billion people in the world. How many bullets you got?
I mean, you only need one bullet per person, right?
6.5 billion bullets? You got that many?
Well, this is also, let's say you're an accurate shot.
That's also true, and the headshot, which is the only way to put a zombie down, is the most difficult shot to achieve when you're in anything from, 6 feet, 10 feet, or something like that, I can't remember the statistic. So when you get into certain distances, you just don't hit the head every time. It's kind of hard. I have yet to shoot a gun. One of these days I would like to get around onto a range and whatever and pull a couple of shots, go bam, 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 bang. And, oh my god. Hannibal Lecter killed Inigo Montoya's father. Holy trap. Not Von Trapp.
What?
Just holy trap. Don't worry. It's a couple of movie references. Sort of like that. But not. But kinda. Kinda is. I don't always eat cookies. Wait. Yes, I do always eat cookies. Can we be random? Yes, we can be even more random than that.
So, TJ in the chat room says, that's why you have a bayonet.
Yes, and you know what happens when your arm gets tired? Do you know what happens when your arm gets tired after poking in the head of 40,000 zombies that are killing at you? Your arm
goes
down.
Zombies go num, num, num.
Exactly. Actually, your arm goes num, 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 and the zombies go num, 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 num. Yep.
Well, what I was going to say is, I don't want to be close enough to a zombie to have to use a bayonet.
Precisely. The only way to survive a zombie apocalypse is to stay away from the zombies. Uh-oh. TJ is saying I have to go to Tennessee.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
TJ, next year I am hoping to be able to actually get out to LibertyCon, which is, this year it's actually at the end of the month. Oh, by the way, let's mention that too. End of the month is LibertyCon in Chattanooga, which I think is close to Tennessee. I'm not really sure. It's one of those states down there somewhere. And a bunch of the Hellions from the Heroes in Hell series authors. Jack is going to be there. Larry's going to be there, I believe. Janet Morris, Chris Morris, a whole bunch of other people who were involved with the projects are going to be there as well. Next year, however, I'm hoping to actually be there.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Well, it's all dependent on stuff. I mean, this year was just like, okay, I'm moving a branch. I can't not do that. Because it's part of my responsibility, so I can't just, like, pick it up and let's go to a convention.
Right.
It's kind of one of those things. Amongst other things that were happening this year, it's like, nah, it's just not going to happen. But next year, we're going to make it so happen. Yeah. Yeah. See? It's in Tennessee. Knob Creek. Hey, is Knob Creek where Jack Daniels is? I want to go to where Jack Daniels is. I want to visit the place.
I have no clue where Jack Daniels is.
I'm waiting for the team in the chat room to reply to that one. It's like, I think that's what Knob Creek is. I'm not sure, though. Yeah, I'd go visit Jack Daniels' plant. That would be fun. Yeah. I'd still see a lot of stupid people there, in places and whatever. That would be my biggest fear, is getting stuck behind the stupid people driving. Wait. No. There's supposed to be a dry state, so it's like there's not supposed to be any drinking in there anyway, so that's cool. Yeah.
Wait, Tennessee's a dry state?
Where I think the Jack Daniels plant is located is supposed to be a dry county. Not a state, a county.
Oh.
Uh-oh, somebody's saying no. New news? No-nos. No. Da-do-do-do-da-da-da. Zombie's going to kill you all. Yeah. Woohoo. By the way, I want to tell everybody who listens to the show, Lynchburg is JD. That's right. I knew I couldn't remember what the hell Knob Creek had anything to do with that, because it didn't seem right and ring right. Cool. Thank you, Jack. But I wanted to just mention to everybody who listens to the show, go to our Facebook page. Like it. Share it. Comment on stuff there. Be a part of the fun and frivolity that is our after-rotting family of extended peoples and stuff and places and all that stuff. And guess what we've got coming up on After Us there, Jazzy?
Free pie!
And from what I heard, a little birdie said the 12 Great Persuaders is going to be on.
Woohoo!
And then after Free Pie Night, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
I want candy.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I said that. 12 gauge. Okay. So, everybody, y'all, thanks, and... Oh, I said... I did not. Somebody's sending me notes about what I said, and I'm saying they're wrong.
He said gauge, EW.
I did say gauge. I was pretty sure of it, too, because I was reading it right there. Hee-hee. So, everybody, thanks for coming out to the show. It's been nice seeing y'all again. Have yourself an after-rotting good time!
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.